This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Checking out on the college baseball scoreboard for LSU. They are up 7-0 over Xavier right now in the bottom of the second inning. And meanwhile, checking over on the Pelicans game, taking on the LA Clippers in the Smoothie King Center. Pelly's up 24-15 over the Clippers. Bruce Brown's coming out having a big game, played 8 minutes so far, has scored 10 points for the Pels. He leads them right now. Zion Williamson has 4 points, C.J. McCollum 6, and Eve Missy has added another 4 points there. Pelly's up 24-15, about 3 minutes left in the first quarter. You can hear the action on the big 870 AM. We're continuing our trip around the NFC South. Going to check in now with the Carolina Panthers. For that, we welcome in one of our favorites, Dez Johnson, host of the Believe in Panthers podcast. Dez, I know times have been busy. How you doing right now?
Hey, guys. How's everything going? Doing really good. Excited about what Dan Morgan's been cooking up the past couple of days and ready to just get after it.
Yeah, definitely have seen the Panthers have definitely been busy keeping a lot of their own guys. But, man, some incoming new guys on the defensive side of the ball for sure, beefing up that Panthers D.
Yeah, and much needed, too. You know, of course, the Panthers gave up the most yards, I think, in NFL history as an overall defensive unit last year. A lot of that on the running side of the ball. I think the last five or six teams we played against all amassed 200 yards of rushing each in those games against us. Yeah, so it was a very big area that they needed to cover. And Dan Morgan, general manager Dan Morgan, went into free agency, and they knew what to address. They knew the assignment and went in and picked up a lot of guys that I think will end up helping out. Try to get some big swings a couple of times and basically got outbid by teams coming in right behind them. But in the end, I think it's actually going to work out better depth-wise for the Panthers for what they got in exchange.
Yeah, looking at one of the big names, Tershawn Wharton, former Kansas City Chief at defensive tackle. No, it's a 3-year, $54 million for him. Definitely, you know, need that space eater up front, and we've seen that here in New Orleans. Just the inability to stop the run was a huge issue last year for both the Saints and the Panthers, like you mentioned.
Yeah, and he'll probably end up as a defensive end, probably opposite of Derek Brown. He'll be coming back, of course, from injury. He suffered a season-ending injury early in the year, so getting Derek Brown back, Pro Bowler, and probably one of the two, three best players on the Panthers roster under the age of 24, that's like getting a first-round pick, you know, extra this year. So he'll be opposite of Derek Brown. Wharton's more of a pass rusher. You know, he had 6.5 sacks last year. He's fairly young, mid-20s, so it's just another piece. Ejiro Ibarro, the defensive coordinator, he likes to rotate that entire defensive line. So regardless if it's Derek Brown or whoever, you know, on that line, there's six or seven guys that he just kind of rotate in the entire time in that 3-4 scheme. So Wharton, a good piece. Glad they got him after they thought they had Milton Williams. And then, of course, what happened, the Patriots coming in behind and offering them a lot of more money. So...
Yeah, Carolina be able to keep their own, locking up one of their defensive foundation pieces in J.C. Horn. He's had some injury history. Well, what are you thinking about this deal? $100 million over 4 years extension and $70 million of that guarantee, making him the highest paid DB in NFL history.
He's one of the foundations of the defense they're building. Him, Derek Brown, those two guys are leaders in the locker room, too. So it was really important. You know, Dan Morgan, when he got hired, one of the things that he mentioned, even in his opening press conference, that he wanted guys that kind of resembled the Panthers that he played with, and the ones that he, scouted before, like a certain kind of dog type of guy. J.C. Horn is a dog. He's a guy that's going to be out there in the front of the lines and basically leading the defense going forward. Now, of course, with J.C., his injury history was a concern, but he played 15 games last year and made the Pro Bowl. So if he can stay on the field, he, in my opinion, he's a top five cornerback in the league. So it's a great deal for the Panthers to get ahead of the market and sign him now instead of letting him play again, next year without a deal and probably having to pay him an extra, $25 million more than what they ended up paying him yesterday.
A guy who just never worked out for the Panthers was released. Miles Sanders, the running back. We'll see where he ends up coming up next, but things just never seem to get on track for him in Carolina.
Yeah, and a lot of it, it's not really his fault when you think about how many coaches were, he played underneath, including interim coaches, in the, 2 years that he was here. Plus injury, a lot of people don't know, but he was hurt at the very beginning of the year last year in preseason. I think he had a hip injury or something, or groin or something like that. And you guys know, especially as a running back, you get hurt in August or September, you're not going to be 100% the whole rest of the year. So even with an improved offensive line and really the emergence of Chuba Hubbard kind of pushed Miles further and further to the back of the line. And it was just a matter of time. This will be a cap savings for the Panthers, releasing him. And it opens the door for potentially, the Panthers now going into the draft, addressing that issue. Who knows? Maybe they go after another running back like they did last year, trading up for the second round to pick the running back from Texas that got injured and won't be available the entirety of next year. So maybe they're showing their hand a little bit there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Desmond, looking a little bit ahead, about a month and a half to the NFL draft. The Saints are picking at number 9 overall, Panthers at number 8. I just want to get your thoughts on what you think Carolina could do with that first round pick, because the Saints are sitting right behind them, and we'll see if they can snipe a potential prospect.
That's a good question, because the thing I love the most that they move free agency ahead of the draft is that before, free agency was after the draft, so a lot of times you had teams reaching because they didn't know what they were going to do before that point. With free agency, you can fill in a lot of holes before you even get to the draft. So a lot of teams, especially in the top 10, they can just go best player available at that point from what they've already done in free agency a couple of weeks prior. With the Panthers, the eighth pick, looking at what they just did in free agency, I don't believe they're going to use it, you know, on a defensive lineman, you know, after what they just did. I don't think they'll go after anybody in the secondary, because they also re-signed Mike Jackson as well, the opposite cornerback to, you know, who we spoke about before. But I would say if you're in the top 10, and of course for New Orleans as well, I'm a kind of a firm believer in the way teams are built nowadays. If you have a top 10 overall draft pick, you probably need to look at whoever the best offensive player is on the board at that point when it comes to you, you know, regardless of whoever it is above you. I think the Saints will probably more than likely use it on some sort of offensive player, because those guys are those 10 right there at the very beginning of the draft. Those are probably the special guys in the draft. Unless now, of course, if you have like a defensive end or somebody that's like a generational talent and it falls to you, then yeah, absolutely. But I don't know if there's somebody specific that the Panthers are really honing in on at 8 because of need. At this point, I think they can go shopping a little bit and find some help for Bryce Young. And who knows, maybe they double dip and get another wide receiver. I prefer them to trade the pick down and get more picks and get more depth. But we'll see what Dan decides to do once the draft happens. And who knows, maybe your Saints want to move up a spot. Maybe a quarterback falls, or, you know, who knows what can happen. But that's interesting with them picking back-to-back like that.
Looking at the year one last season under Dave Canales, just curious your thoughts on how it went. Obviously, a five-win season is not what anybody's looking for. There were some moments in there, and at least we saw some growth out of the young quarterback in Bryce Young, where he seemed kind of lost at first early on. But when he came back after getting benched, it really felt like he was putting things together. And just curious how this team is starting to rally.
Yeah, you know, the season was really weird in terms of the quarterback carousel that we had. And to be honest, if it wasn't for Andy Dalton getting in that car for that, you know, midseason, Bryce Young might still be on the bench. You know, Dave Canales really wasn't sold on him. Even the first three or four starts, he was back and playing better. It was really only after Bryce had strung together about 5 or 6 weeks of looking just like a different player, and they started to win, you know, and they were competitive in games. They were competitive against both the teams in the Super Bowl. You know, a couple of months ago. And that made it where the front office had an easier decision to make now in free agency and in the draft, because now they feel like they can go behind Bryce starting next year, where, you know, back in October, we were all kind of thinking, man, we're going to have to go through all this all over again and find a quarterback after we just gave up so much for Bryce Young. And it's been flipped on its head, so it makes it a lot easier for Dan Morgan, knowing that Bryce is going to, well, we hope, be better right. when we get back in August and September, and that trajectory will continue to go upwards. We don't have a reason to believe it won't. Maybe now that there's stability at Carolina, really, for the first time, guys, that I've been hosting the Believe in Panthers podcast since 2020. I've yet to have a winning season as host of Believe in Panthers. So this is going on season, I think, 5. So it's been like 5 years straight of just every offseason, a new GM or right. a new coach or a new quarterback or some, every single offseason. Rather, the first offseason, the Panthers hadn't had anything like that. They're going into it with the same head coach, same GM, and same starting quarterback for the first time in like 5 years. So it's the little things. It's the little things that I'll take right now.
Desmond, you mentioned the J.C. Horn extension, but also another big addition in the secondary, Trevon Merrig, coming over from the Raiders, a 3-year, $51 million deal. I feel like safety was definitely a need on the back end of that defense. And, you know, as you mentioned earlier, you can do drafts and all these mock drafts and everything like that, but you also have to look and see what the team does in free agency, and that was a big pickup.
Yeah, I think it was telling that they were able to land him. They were also after Javon Holland and, you know, being able to land Mooring, who was a top five, really one of the top free agent safeties in the whole class this year, was Mooring. For them to land him from the play strong safety and be able to come down in the box and help with the run game, which we mentioned before, you know, teams were running down the back of the Panthers' defense really the second half of the season once their injuries started to pile up. Mooring had last year with the Raiders, he had over 100 tackles coming down as a safety. So, you know, he was able to be able to help with the run game considerably, and that's exactly what Carolina did. Everything they did really was to help the run game. And Ejiro, the defense coordinator, who really didn't really get a lot of help last year except for, you know, a couple of vets here and there, they really focused on trying to help Bryce Young in the offensive line. But like this year, they decided to do the same thing in reverse. Every major signing they had was all defensive line or secondary, like all of them. So no offensive free agents picked up at this point that I'm aware of from Carolina. So they came in with a purpose to fix the defense, and Mooring was a huge pickup for them. He's only 25. Xavier Woods, the safety he's replacing, will be 30 before the season begins. So great pickup from Dan Morgan grabbing Mooring from L.A., or excuse me, from Las Vegas.
Dez, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for sharing some knowledge with us about the Panthers.
All right, guys, you got it. Anytime.
Desmond Johnson, host of the Believe in Panthers podcast, joining us there. You can listen to his great work on the Believe on Podcast Network.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.